Life is as beautiful as you make it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, and also here in Owerri, Nigeria. Life is as beautiful as you want to make it. All of us are doing all sorts of fascinating things. We have emotions going through us. We have attitudes going through us. We have our desires going through us. And we think the most important desire is to accomplish our goal. And we don't know what that goal is, but we want to accomplish that goal. And I tell a story about this woman who was with her son at the edge of a cliff. And they were looking at the beautiful cliff, and the boy went over the edge. And he fell down on a place down below, a little shelf there. And she couldn't reach him. And oh, she was beside herself. It's beyond that. It's down, down, down. So she went to the car and got a rope and started pulling him up. But he was pretty heavy. So she wasn't able to get him up very easily. Well, this man came along that had been in love with her for all of his life. And he says, "Oh, my charm, my life. Come, let us go." And she says, "I'm pulling my son up." He says, "The heck with the son, I want you." And she says, "No, help me pull my son up, and maybe I'll go along with you, but help me pull my son up." And he says, no. So he walked away. And then another person came along, and she asked five people for help, and none of them would help her, if you can imagine that. Pretty tough world she created for herself. Meanwhile, she's pulling up on the rope with her son. And then along came a dog, nice big dog. And she says to this dog, "Will you help me?" And the dog says, "Sure." And he grabbed a hold of the rope with his teeth and helped her pull the boy out of the ditch. And she grabbed that dog and snuggled him and loved him and said, "You are so wonderful. You are so..." Well, she forgot all about her son. Her son was up now. But she loved that dog because he gave of himself unconditionally to help her. And all of these other people who were human beings didn't express as much humanity as the dog expressed. And she says, "Do you have an owner? You know, we'd like to have you as our dog." And he said he didn't have an owner. And she know how to read dog barks, you know. And he didn't have an owner, so she took him home. And she made a wonderful bed for him. She made wonderful meals for him. She took care of him better than anything else in the world. And all of these men who wanted her as their wife and as their lover lost out because they weren't willing to give first before they received. And many times we're that way. We're not willing to give first before we receive. Now, a lot of you have talked to me and you said that you wanted spiritual illumination, you want spiritual understanding, you want spiritual awareness more than anything in the world. And I said, "Well, is there anybody in the world that you hate? Is there anybody in the world that makes you angry? Is there anybody in the world that makes you uptight?" Yeah. Okay, now. The instant you can let them go in your heart and love them unconditionally and turn to your own life, you will experience spiritual illumination. And they say, yeah, but that's pretty tough, you know. And can you let them go? Well, I've hated them for a long time. Well, just imagine what that hate is doing to you. It's making your stomach all uptight and nuts. It's making you an undesirable person. Nobody wants to be with you because you're full of hate. And the hate is over nothing. The hate is over nothing because somebody slighted you or someone spoke unkindly about you and you hated them. And so long as you do that, you cannot have spiritual illumination. And so I told each of you who asked about the question, you know, I said, "Do you have any hate in your heart for anybody?" Jesus said the same thing. He said, before you're able to go to the temple with your offering, go to your brother and forgive him. I don't say forgive, but go to your brother and tell your brother that you release him from all responsibility because you don't want to feel he's responsible. The heck with it. You don't owe me anything. Everything is clear, you know. And then you go your way. And you feel like a big burden is off your shoulders. You're no longer living the life of another person. One of my students in Frankfurt, Germany, a great lady, she's all by herself, and she's got plenty of money, and she got a good job with the government, and her son wanted to buy a car so that he could get to his job. And so she helped him buy a brand new car, and he bought the brand new car. He promised to pay her back. He didn't pay her back year after year, nothing, not even a little. He didn't pay her back. And then she kept calling her, what should I do? How should I handle this? I said, just see the debt clear. See it all done. And then finally she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. He is so terrible. I said, look, is he your son? Do you love him? Oh, yes. Can you invest the money you invested in him in the car? Can you invest that in him? Oh, yeah. Well, just consider you're investing it in him and say, son, there's no debt. You don't owe me anything. The car is paid for. And don't mention it again, and don't think about it again. And you will have a burden off your back, and you'll feel so comfortable, you know, because right now, if you don't do that, you're going to have a big experience. Well, her mother, who is 99 years old, a lovely old lady, and she came to prepare for my seminars in 78 and 79, just a terrific lady. And she and the daughter and the son were there. And so the mother is now in a rest home, and she's doing fine. Every time she said, tell Dr. Barley, I like me, I like me, I like me. Tell Dr. Barley, I'm home first. Every organized part of my body is home first. I'm home first. You know, and she's saying all these things from the rest home. And can you imagine what's on her mind? And can you imagine what's in her body? She is a beautiful lady. She is happy, content, and everything. But the daughter could not forgive the son. I told her, write your son a letter and say, son, the car is paid for. You can come visit me now with my grandchildren. They have a granddaughter and a grandson, and they very seldom come over because there's no happiness there. I said, is it worth that amount of money to throw away your grandchildren? No. To throw away your son, to throw away his beautiful wife? Is it worth it? Well, he didn't, he didn't. Well, I've been trying to get in contact with her. She had some terrible thing happen to her, and I don't know what it is. Might be disease, might be something. And she called me a couple times and asked me to treat, and I treated. And then when I called back and said, I'm going to come to visit you, she wouldn't answer the phone. She wouldn't answer my call at all. And then the son called and said, talk to Mom. I said, I tried, I want to, you know. Well, I have a feeling that she's about ready to cut off from this wonderful earth life, all because her son didn't pay for the car that he had borrowed money for. And she was not big enough to forgive him, forget it, release it. And she's killing herself, just killing herself. And she's a lovely lady in every way. She's fantastic, but one little chink in her armor where she couldn't let go of the money she gave her son. She shouldn't have loaned it in the first place. People come and ask me for money. I'm not one to give money to anybody, but people come and ask me, and if I do, I say, here you are. And he says, I'll pay you back. No, you pay the organization back when you get around to it. But me, you owe nothing. Me, you owe nothing. I gave that to you because you talked me into it, because I believe you can use it. And you don't owe me anything. I'm not going to have a tight tummy over the fact that you don't pay. I know my grandson pulled the same thing on me. He borrowed some money to become a sheriff. He wanted to become a sheriff, you know, and I wasn't really thrilled about that. But he said he needed, I think, $40,000. A lot of money, you know. Oh, $4,000. Yeah, $4,000. $40,000. It felt like that. So he borrowed the money, and then he went down and took the examination for sheriff. And he was a little chubby, and he had to take off some weight and do some exercise, and he no longer wanted to be sheriff. So he took the money, and he went off on a holiday. He went off to the mountains with his friends, and he put the down payment on a new Lincoln car, you know, big one, brand new one. That he had before. This was a Chrysler, one of these brand new wagon type things, you know, what do they call them? Okay. RUV, you know, fantastic car. And then he drove to see me. I said, well, Paul, that's very nice. I didn't mention one thing about the money, because he took it and he spent it under different circumstances. So I made an agreement with myself, if I ever give anybody any money for anything, I will not say what they have to use it for. Because if they don't use it for that, then I'll be unhappy for a moment until I get over it, you know. But I'm not going to be unhappy long, because if I ever do anything, it's free, done. And we gave Seville this beautiful computer. And she said, I will learn how to use it. Well, that was 30 years ago we gave her the computer. And she still hasn't learned how to use it. She uses it for playing pictures, you know. And that's beautiful. But she still hasn't learned. Now, do I care? No. I just feel that that computer is a beautiful computer, and it's in the right hands. And she and Sam are going to make it sing and make it do beautiful things for them. And it's no longer mine. That's not my computer out there. That's their computer. And it's a beautiful computer. And that's not my car my grandson is driving that I paid for. It's his car. And I don't care. I will not think about it or mention it. I will not get uptight in my tummy. I will not do like my friend in Frankfurt did, have her stomach get so bad that she's dying now. And what a shame. Over just money, you know? And to your own son. You want to learn how to let it go and release it. You see, it works. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine me putting this on the internet and having everybody hear this? About my son and about these people, you know? But hey, that's the way it goes sometimes, isn't it? That's the way it goes. When we love ourselves, we can give openly and freely. And just remember, the lady wanted to pull her son up, and nobody helped her. This big old lovable dog came along, and he grabbed a hold of the rope, and he pulled. And that made the difference. And the boy was up, and all was in divine order. Each one of us want our life to be in divine order. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Think about it. Think about it. That's your life. I love you. Have a wonderful day.
So we have to let go.